Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A historic voter turnout of 93.19% in the first phase of the West Bengal Assembly elections has set the stage for a high-stakes second phase covering 142 constituencies across Kolkata and its suburban belt. This is the densest electoral battleground in the state, and the turnout at 3 p.m. was already at 78.68%. What makes this significant is that the first phase had recorded the highest voter turnout in West Bengal since independence, surpassing even Tamil Nadu's much-celebrated 85.15%. High turnout in West Bengal is driven by the TMC's comprehensive booth management, community polling traditions, and the competitive multi-party dynamics. But why does this matter? It matters because it shows the level of engagement and participation of the electorate in the democratic process. Now, let us turn to the key constituencies in Phase 2. The phase structure has been corrected, and it's crucial to note that the turnout across all 2026 state elections has been significant. However, it's not just about the numbers, it's also about the incidents that have taken place during the polling process. In Phase 2, there were scattered incidents, including EVM glitch complaints in Havja, minor clashes between party workers in South 24 Pargana, and minor protests in Kolkata. Crucially, the security deployment has been robust, with over 350,000 personnel statewide and 2,550 CAF, or Central Armed Police Forces, companies. The Election Commission of India, or ECI, had earlier rejected the BJP's demand for army deployment, affirming that CAF coverage is sufficient. And here is something that surprises many students: the ECI prohibits exit poll publication until all phases of all ongoing elections are complete. It is worth pausing here to note that West Bengal's Phase 2 is the last polling event of the 2026 state election cycle, and after its conclusion, the ban on exit polls will lift at 6:30 p.m. on 29 April. At this time, exit poll predictions for all five states will be released simultaneously. Now, let us look at what to expect from these exit polls. Remember this number: the margin of error in exit polls can be plus or minus to 2-3%, which can reverse apparent leads in close contests. Note this carefully: exit polls are not election results. The 2004 general elections famously saw exit polls predict an NDA victory, but the actual result was a Congress-led UPA win. What does this mean for India's electoral process? It means that exit polls should be taken with a grain of salt, and the actual results can be quite different. Now, let us turn to the Bhavanipur Nandigram dynamic, which is the symbolic axis of Bengal 2026 politics. In 2021, Mamata Banerjee lost Nandigram to Suvendu Adhikari by 1,956 votes but won the chief ministership from Bhavanipur in a by-election in September 2021 with a margin of over 58,000 votes. In 2026, Mamata is contesting from Bhavanipur again, and Suvendu is contesting from Nandigram again. If Mamata loses Bhavanipur, she cannot remain the chief minister under constitutional convention, as stated in Article 164, which requires her to win a seat within 6 months. If Suvendu loses Nandigram, the BJP faces a major morale blow in its Bengal leader. So what exactly changed between 2021 and 2026? The answer lies in the complex dynamics of West Bengal politics, where the TMC and the BJP are engaged in a fierce battle for supremacy. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The key points to remember are West Bengal Phase 2, exit polls, Mamata Banerjee, Suvendu Adhikari, Nandigram, Bhavanipur, TMC, BJP, CAF, Election Commission, voter turnout, and 93.19% Phase 1 turnout. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The voter turnout in phase 1 was 93.19%, which is the highest in West Bengal since independence. The turnout at 3 p.m. in phase 2 was 78.68%. The Election Commission of India prohibits exit poll publication until all phases of all ongoing elections are complete. The ban on exit polls will lift at 6:30 p.m. on 29th April, and exit poll predictions for all five states will be released simultaneously. The CE, or Central Armed Police Forces, has deployed over 2,550 companies to ensure security during the polling process. The BJP had demanded army deployment, but the Election Commission of India rejected this demand, stating that CAF coverage is sufficient. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The key points to remember are the significance of voter turnout, the role of the Election Commission, and the importance of security deployment during elections. In conclusion, the West Bengal Assembly elections have been a high-stakes battle between the TMC and the BJP, with significant implications for the state's politics and the country's democratic process. The high voter turnout and the intense competition between the parties have made this election a crucial test of India's electoral system.